بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We stop at باب المضطر. Now there is necessity and there is need. A necessity in Arabic called ضرورة and the need called حاجة. Here he said the chapter of necessity, not need. Necessity, باب المضطر. After he spoke about eating halal and slaughtering halal and so, he come to a chapter talking about a person who is at the stage of necessity. So, باب المضطر, the chapter of necessity or the one who is in a state of necessity. He said, وَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ فِي مَخْمَصَةٍ فَلَمْ يَجِدْ إِلَّا مُحَرَّمًا فَلَهُ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مَا مِنْهُ مَا يَسُدُّ رَمَقَهُ. He said, whomever اضطر في مخمصة, whomever at the stage of necessity, at the time of hardship, at the time of starvation, and he's going to die, فَلَمْ يَجِدْ, and he cannot find except food that is haram, فَلَهُ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مَا يَسُدُّ رَمَقَهُ. He is allowed to eat what? Fulfill his hunger, so he doesn't die. So what is he doing now? Repelling the death from himself. So مراتب الشريعة is what? A three. As an Imam al-Shatibi mentioned in the Muwafaqat, the Sharia can be looked at from its ruling from three different corners or from three different categories and sections. If you don't understand this, the fatwa comes upside down. There are matters in the Sharia which is, they call it daruriyat, necessities. And these daruriyat, anything to sustain your life. And there is another level lesser than the first one, hajiyat, needs. What is it? Needs. And there is tahsiniyat, perfection and completeness. Perfection and completeness. صح. يعني سواك is from tahsiniyat or hajiyat or daruriyat. Tahsiniyat. Even though it is highly recommended sunnah, but it is tahsiniyat. Dressing nicely to go to the masjid is from what? Tahsiniyat. Hajiyat is a higher level. Whatever, your life cannot go on without it. Who can give me an example? Food to eat, to drink, to keep harm from yourself. That is, and that's why the Sharia comes to legislate. Like for example, if you have a back pain, you can pray sitting. Why? Because there is haja, there is a need. And that's why the Sharia comes to relax the order from standing to sitting. Ad-daruriyat is when you're without it, you're going to die. And that's why the ulama say this golden rule, ad-darurat tubihul mahzurat. Necessities temporarily allows the prohibited things. Now, the confusion comes when something under the banner of haja, need, treated under the banner of necessity. It's when you change the deen. Yani you need to work, but work is not necessity, it's hajj. You need it to for your life. That's why work cannot interfere in your salat, because it's hajj. But if you are at the time of death and someone put a gun into your head, can you now He tells you, say the word of kufr. That is daruri. Khalas, you're going to die if you don't. But haji, you don't change the deen for it. So I know this is a little bit in depth, but you gotta understand these things, otherwise we change the sharia. So today, the ones who use the principle of maslaha, they use it in as if it is a necessity, while it is need. And sometimes it is tahsini. So, the issue of haji, when we said ad-daruriyat tubihul mahdurat, necessities, this golden rule, ad-daruriyat tubihul mahdurat, necessities allows the prohibited things, but does not allow them and change them to halal. It temporarily allows it. You see, temporarily allows it. Not changing the rule where the haram becomes halal. And Ibn Taymiyyah has good work where he said this rule does not work in matters of aqidah. This rule does not work in matters of aqidah. And he separated between someone forced to say the word of kufr and someone who eats the haram to sustain his life. He said there are two separate things. I don't want to get into it because that's too detailed for our simple lesson here. Al-Muhim, ya ikhwa, when you are at the time of need, you can't eat the haram. Our brothers, they eat the haram just because there is no more halal makkas. And they need to eat makkas. Makkas not even considered tahsin in your life. If you really want to look at it, because it is unhealthy food anyway. Tahsini hasan means from the thing, the word good. You see? The brothers get desperate, they want to eat chicken burger. Sah, and then he wants to make the haram halal. You understand here? So it's not even haji. The haram can become allowed for you at the time of necessity to repel death from yourself. But the lower level, more examples better. The lower level, the haji, if you're sick, you can fight yourself and keep fasting and you can break your fast. The sharia says this is haji. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said you can break your fast for that day and do another day. Even though it's not necessity. But here, are you falling into haram or are you taking an allowance? That's why you cannot use unfasting a day of Ramadan because you're sick with eating laham haram when you are at the time of dying. So you eat the laham that is haram, the meat that is haram, if you are muttar. And not only here the ayah just did not open it for you like this. The ayah said, فَمَنْ اِطَّرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ. Whomever finds himself at a state of necessity with two conditions. فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ. He said, as the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the dalil for what he said. He said, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidden on you the carrion, وَالدَّمْ, blood. It's haram to make a blood pudding. Fijians, not Muslim Fijians, the Fijians make blood pudding. وَالدَّمْ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ, and the flesh of swine. وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, whatever slaughtered for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنِ اضْطَرَّ, whomever is forced by necessity. غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ, the two conditions here, he said, without willful disobedience. Al-Baghi is to cross the limits. Al-Baghi is the one, يعني, goes against the imam. It's called the Baghi. Right? يعني, he rebels. And that's why here the translation, willful disobedience. يعني, you're not doing it out of will and you want to disobey. You're just doing it because you have to. The second one, adin, which is no transgression, due limits. Yani you do not cross your limits. So you can't be willing of a disobedience nor crossing the limits. So even out of necessity, you are restricted to what? You can't have the will of disobeying Allah nor disobedience. This matters to do with what? With fiqh. What about the matters that do with usul al-deen? Matters of aqidah. Here al-Imam said, rahimahullah, that you are allowed to eat a prohibited meat, muharram, something prohibited, under two conditions, which is mentioned by the ayah, غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ. And we explain that. فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, there is no harm on you. Then here he said, of course, to repel the harm and the death from yourself. And same thing, for example, if someone, ulama gave an example, choking and about to die in it, and he could not see except something that haram to drink, like wine or something, and he drank it. Now, if he saw a bottle and start drinking, just a zip so he can what? Make the food run. That's غير باغ ولا عاد. But ooh, remind me of Jahiliyyah. Keep goggling, that is now باغ and عاد, and you fall into a major sin. Enough to make the food run through your throat, and that's it. That's what the ulama said. Now, there is a golden rule amongst the ulama that, or there is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars. Someone who's in the desert and he's about to die, he found a swine. Can he eat and store and take with him? Can he eat until he feels full, or just to be able to stand up and walk? Here, some ulama, they left it to the person. They said that if it is, and he assumes that it's unlikely he's going to find food till another a day walk, a distance of a day walking, then he will take with him and he will eat as much as he can to sustain him to that distance. Otherwise, he's going to die on the way. Or he eats a little bit and he keeps with him, carry with him, in case he doesn't find food until يعني, a time where it comes to a need and it comes to a time of necessity again. You see? So the ulama, what did they say? They said that if you find it, you can take and carry with you. If you assume or think or believe you're never going to find food for a whole day and you might die or something happens to you. You understand? So they spoke about that and said that. Of course, but if you are where you are able, like we gave the example of the wine drinking, if you, for example, you're going to die right now and you're choking, and if you walk to the fridge or you walk to outside, you can get on and buy water, but you won't make it if you walk outside the house to buy water, you will die on the way. Then they said you can, just to stay alive, and then you walk and drink no more water. Not extra. Anything that is extra is haram and a major sin. He said, وَإِنْ وَجَدَ مُتَّفَقًا عَلَىٰ تَحْرِيمِهِ وَمُخْتَلَفًا فِيهِ أَكَلَ مِنَ الْمُخْتَلَفِ مُنَ الْمُخْتَلَفِ فِيهِ. He said, and if he finds something that the ulama agreed upon, it's a prohibition, like khanzir, and something that the ulama differed about, it's a prohibition, like fox, then he said, you'll eat from the fox. See the fuqa? So something extremely haram, and something maybe there is a difference of opinion about it, then you eat from whatever there is a difference of opinion about it. Understand? Here he said, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ إِلَّا طَعَامًا لِغَيْرِهِ بِهِ مِثْلُ ضَرُورَتِهِ لَمْ يُبَحْ أَخْذُهُ. Here he said, if he can not find food except for something for someone else that has the same necessity, he's not allowed to take for him. What does it mean? He said that you find food and you give you a better example. Two people, and two at the state of necessity. One of them has food in his pocket, or he found food and he took it. Are you allowed to take it of him and eat it yourself? I need to fight him over it. Two men at the state of necessities, and both going to die of hunger. One of them found or owns something that is, he can eat food, bread, whatever. And you have the same necessity. Are you allowed to take it of him and eat it? He said, no, because now you are both equal in barura, in necessity, and you're not allowed to take it of him. Similar to this, ya ikhwa, if someone put a gun into your head and he said to you, shoot this person. Take a gun and shoot Ahmed, otherwise I'm going to shoot you. Are you allowed to shoot Ahmed? No, because now your souls are equal and your soul is not better than his soul, and if you kill him, we will kill you because you'll be charged as a murderer. You can't use that I was forced to do it. You see? Why? Because now you are both equal. But if someone put a gun in your head and said, punch him in his face, otherwise I'm going to kill you, you can punch him. Why? Because then now it is a lesser harm. Lesser of the two harm for you to stay alive, and he's not going to die or get harmed majorly in this. So you understand the issue here? And here, bila niza', with no difference of opinion amongst the ulama in this. He said, وَإِنْ كَانَ مُسْتَغْنِيًا عَنْهُ أَخَذَهُ مِنْهُ بِثَمَنِهِ. And if he does not need it, he take it of him while he takes it of him by paying for it. By paying for it. Why? Because it is his wealth, and you're not allowed to take his wealth without his permission. Some scholars said that if he has food with him and he has no necessity to it, like you now in your fridge, do you have necessity to eat everything? A really poor person came and took that food and ate some of it. Are you allowed to charge him? Some scholars said no. Why? Because it is duty on us to feed the poor and the needy. It is a communal obligation. And that's why it becomes obligatory on you to feed him, because he's dying. Remember, he's at the state of necessity. He's dying out of starvation, and that's why you need not feed them. Take an example, the action of Umar radiallahu anhu. How is that? One of the companions at the time of the drought, at the time of drought, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, at one time, Umar radiallahu anhu, a man complained to Umar about his slaves, stole a sheep of his, killed it, and ate it. Umar radiallahu anhu asked them, why did you take these things for? Why did you take his sheep? They said, we were hungry and we starving. And Amir al-Mu'minin, he makes us starve. Then Umar radiallahu anhu reprimanded him, and he said to him, next time you starve them, I will punish you. Why is that? Because if they are under your care, you have to feed them. You see, and if you don't feed them, they have the right to take from you forcefully so they can eat. Also, the person who's dying from starvation, and he's at the time of necessity, he finds you with a shopping bag and he snatches it and he eats from it to fulfill his stomach, to fill his hunger, he does not have to pay you. And this is a closer opinion. Why it's a closer opinion? Because it is a communal obligation to feed the starving and the hungry. Now, because he took it from you, it becomes an individual obligation on you to feed him, because he came and asked you specifically, and he's dying. I give you another angle from Usul al-Fiqh for us, so we can kill this subject. According to Jumhur, majority of ulama, Usul al-Fiqh, neglect and not doing is a doing. What does it mean? In Arabic, هل الترك عمل؟ أصوليين, majority, all of them, except the Mu'tazila, they say, الترك عمل, abandoning an action is an action. The دليل, كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعل. They never used to stop each other from an evil. They used to do. So Allah called it amal. Sah? Called it abandoning. Forbidding evil is an action. So abandoning an action is an action. Based on this, the ulama, they say, if you see someone dying and you know first aid and you do nothing about it, or at least you call 000, then you have done an action aided killing this person. You understand the result of it? And if someone is starving and you have food and you don't feed him, you are aided killing this person. You become a tool for murder. Why? Because not doing anything is doing something. You understand it now? So now we finish the matter, we move on. He said, فَإِن مَنَعَهُ أَخَذَهُ قَهْرًا أَخَذَهُ مِنْهُ قَهْرًا. And if he stopped him from taking his food, forcefully he can take the food off him. You understand the fuqah of Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah? So if you say, no, I'm not giving it to you, he can force it out of your hand and take it and eat it, otherwise he's going to die. وَضَمِنَ لَهُ مَتَى قَدِرٌ مَتَى مَا قَدِرٌ. And he will compensate him whenever he's able or whenever he can afford it. Meaning he takes it now forcefully and he eats and he sustains his life, and whenever he has money, he needs to pay you for it. فَإِن قُتِلَ الْمُضْطَرُ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And if the one who is muttar at the state of necessity was killed, he is a shaheed. This is not the modern ulama, this is the ulama of the Salaf Ibn Qudam. So he said, if you've taken something for a necessity, for you to stay alive, not to buy a BMW, no, for you to stay alive, so you can just breathe and live and continue your life, if you take it forcefully, and then the man pulls a gun and shoots you, then you are a shaheed. Tayyib, what is the dalil? The dalil is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed. Whomever is killed to protect his wealth, he is a shaheed. What does that mean? It means, but here, you died taking the money of others. How can it be? It becomes your money. Why? Because you're dying out of starvation and it is necessity. That becomes your money because he has to feed you. It's not his choice. He has to feed you. That's why you died trying to take your money back. You see the logic? You understand? So, فَإِن قُتِلَ الْمُضْطَرُ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. The one who is مُضْطَر. We're talking about the مُضْطَر, not حَاجَة. We're talking about whom? مُضْطَر, out of necessity. فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. وَعَلَى قَاتِلِهِ ضَمَانٌ. And the one who kills him, he has to do what? The ضَمَان. He has to pay the blood money to his family. Shuf the Sharia, how much it is merciful. you have to, you, the killer. Why? Because remember, that small amount of wealth that he wants to take off you, it is his at that time, because he is at the time of necessity, and it is obligation on you to give it to him. وَإِن قُتِلَ الْمَانِعُ فَلَا ضَمَانَ فِيهِ. And if he's stopping him, and the one who's trying to stop him died in that fight, there is no compensation on the person who's in necessity. There is no compensation on him, and he does not have to compensate. Why? Because he's taken what is lawfully, he is taking what is lawfully his. At that moment, at that amount, and at that proportion. Mafhum? He said, وَلَا يُبَاحُ التَّدَاوِي بِمُحَرَّمُ. Why the dalil that there is no daman? It is قِيَاسًا عَلَى دَفْعِ السَّائِلِ. دَفْعِ السَّائِلِ is whom? دَفْعِ السَّائِلِ is a great chapter of fiqh in Islam, which is someone trying to attack you and take something away from you, or attacking your house, or attacking your family. It's called in Islam sa'il. And you're allowed to repel him in anything that you can. And if he kills you, you're a shaheed. And here, according to the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Huraira, قَالَ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَخْذَ مَالِي. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, you see, if someone comes, he wants to take my wealth. قَالَ فَلَا تُعْطِهِ مَالَكَ. Do not give him your wealth. He said, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَدْ قَاتَلَنِي. Do you see if he fights me for my money? قَالَ قَاتِلْهُ. Fight him back. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَتَلَنِي. He said, do you see if he kills me? قَالَ فَأَنْتَ شَهِيدٌ. You are a martyr. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَتَلْتُهُ. He said, do you see if I kill him? He said, هُوَ فِي النَّارِ. He is in the fire. So that is دَفْعُ الصَّائِل. This is the hadith about دَفْعُ الصَّائِل. So here he's saying, if you are at the time of necessity and starving, and you're trying to take a little bit of this wealth of the person to remain alive, and he stops you, and then you fight him, and then he fights you and kills you, you are a shaheed. And he has to pay your family the blood money. If you kill him, he's in the fire. Because he's stopping you from your haqq, which is for you to at least survive and stay alive. Have you seen Sharia better than this? وَلَا يُبَاحُ التَّدَاوِي. We've got 3 points anyway. وَلَا يُبَاحُ التَّدَاوِي بِمُحَرَّمُ. It is not allowed to seek medicine and use medicine that is haram. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ الدَّوَاءَ وَالدَّاءَ وَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ فَتَدَاوُوا وَلَا تَتَدَاوُوا بِحَرَامٍ. طيب. This hadith, the men of it are trustworthy. It has some shawahid, the ulama debated its authenticity. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the cure and the sickness, and he made for every sickness cure. And do not use a cure from made from haram. Tayyib, why he said that? Because you are using haram. Of course, now something, there is a hadith of Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about somebody seeking medicine through khamra. Do I use medicine? He said, no, it is innaha da'un wa laysat bidawa. It is a sickness and not a cure. Al-Muhim, this is the hadith here about the khamra. Of course, we're going to talk about some of the medicine that contain gelatin, and some of the medicine that contain something haram. Most of the medicine we spoke about, istihala. But something that is clearly made from the fat of the pig, you can't use it as a medicine, even if it is a medicine. You understand? Some would say the cough medicine has a small percentage of alcohol. First, you have to prove it is the alcohol that intoxicates. You see? So, a lot of these medicine, like the gelatin capsules, you take, it's made out of gelatin. We spoke about the gelatin previously.
You see, so all of this, you find that it is through istihala. But now there is a great movement amongst some pharmacists to highlight and brand halal medicine from non-halal medicine. He said here, وَلَا شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ مِنْ عَطَشٍ. He said, and not to drink alcohol out of thirst. Why he said that? Because if you're thirsty, you're not allowed to drink alcohol. Unless if you are dying at the time of necessity. يعني خلاص, you're going to die. وَيُبَاحُ دَفْعُ الْغَصَّةِ بِهَا إِذَا لَمْ يَجِدْ مَائِعًا غَيْرَهَا. He said, and it is allowed to drink it to remove the strong hiccup that is going to, not hiccup, الغصة, which is choking and strong hiccup when the food gets stuck in your throat. Like somebody food gets stuck in his throat and goes, then he said, you're allowed to drink it if you cannot find any other liquid except it. And with this, we have finished the chapter of necessity, the muttar. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
شيخ عبد المستر ضرورة in terms of fiqh, يعني is خنزير available and you need that to survive. Does it become wajib on you to eat it, or can you refrain and choose to die?
Good question, mashallah. The ulama here, many ulama said you must eat because you need to save your life. It becomes a darura, and so you do not, otherwise you are participating in killing yourself. Some ulama said no, because you don't want to fall into the haram. In reality, it is obligatory on you to sustain your own life. Difference between this and seeking cure. Under that, for example, seeking cure, someone the doctor says, they put him on a machine, you know, the life support machine. They say he might live for a few months and die. And they say, if you want, we can turn off the machine. Here the ulama said, the issue of seeking cure. Is it wajib to seek cure, or it is preferred to seek cure? Majority, the Jumhur said it is preferred to seek cure, and the Dalil, the action of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he got really sick, he refused to see doctors and he died. He said, Khalas. They said, do we bring you a doctor? He said, no, don't bring me a doctor. The doctor has come and gone. Khalas. He wanted to get out of this dunya radiallahu anhu. So here they say his action is a proof that you don't have to seek medicine. So they said you can shut down the machine. But here you're not sick, you're muttar. If you eat, you stay alive, you're not sick. And that's why it's something different. It is wajib on yourself to sustain your life.